Curtain Radio. It's 17 minutes to one here at Curtain Radio. You're listening to Afternoons with Jason Jordan. Jenny's back tomorrow, so don't panic. Now, McDonald's, what a business. It started 78 years ago, but today it's selling 75 hamburgers per second and has a revenue somewhere around $22 billion per annum. A big company, but to find out more about how it actually got its start, Peter Williams from Small Business Growing joins us now. G'day, Peter.
Hi, Jason. How are you?
I'm good. I'm feeling a bit peckish talking about McDonald's. I could go a Big Mac.
Indeed. Well, there's a lot of them sold and a lot of restaurants around the world, 37,000 restaurants in 100 different countries.
Wow. And
pretty amazing story.
It is. So, I mean, obviously, it's not an overnight success story. They've worked hard at it for a long time. And my dad used to tell me that McDonald's wasn't so much a fast food restaurant chain as a real estate company because they always take up prime locations on intersections.
Yeah, that's very true. It wasn't the way they started out. They did start out as a food company. With the two brothers, which was Morris or Mac and Richard or Dick, and they started it 78 years ago as a small slow-cooked barbecue car hop restaurant.
Right.
They changed the model to hamburgers in 1948, and so they then set about just doing that best and really time and motion studies, a great story there. And then it was only after Ray Kroc who joined the business in 1955 but bought the brothers out in 1961, did they realise, and he changed the business model from leasing all the land to the franchisees, whereas up until that point, the franchisees owned their own land.
I see.
And that was really the success. That was the success of McDonald's.
It's quite an incredible company when you think about it, because the range of products that they sell means that it's attractive to almost every part of the population.
It is indeed. So that's what they've done very well. They've had simple menus in terms of the concept, simple marketing messages, introduced some really very hot type of menu. And it appeals to everyone, whether you like it or not. It does appeal to everyone.
Well, even the Happy Meal, you know, I mean, it's that's something that's been around, well, for quite a long time now. It was introduced in 79. But, you know, that's something that we used to get for our kids. And, look, there's probably a lot of people listening today who are turning up their nose at it and going, oh, McDonald's, you don't want to go there and eat that. But, you know, at the same time, the kids seem to love it, and it's tasty, even if it's not necessarily the most nutritious food.
Well, that's right, Jason. It's convenient and it's fast, and of course we lead busy lives these days. So anything we can do to speed up things is really what we do today. So that's why it's become popular. It's just easy, convenient, and everyone seems to love it.
So this act of systemization that they went through, where, you know, they did the time and motion studies and sort of drew chalk drawings to work out who should be where and when, they've created a company that, you know, it can be operated by a bunch of 17-year-olds. And, you know, with the 1.5 million employees they've got around the world, that means that staffing costs aren't that expensive.
That's right. Worked out the business model. So Mac and Dick, way back when they decided to go from a car hop restaurant, which is in those days where they had ladies on skates coming out to the car to deliver food, so they changed that to self-service or where you had to go up to the counter. They weren't sure whether that would take off or not, and it took a while. So it took about 4 to 6 months before that idea caught on, because everyone was used to the car hop. And so that started them, and then so they looked at the ways they could actually speed up the process. Henry Ford, of course, had got the production line, and there were a couple of other organisations that had started doing things around speed and motion. So they went to their tennis court at the back of their home, and they drew it all out, and then they worked out, you know, how long it would take to turn flip burgers, how long to make milkshakes, and how long to do fries. And then they realised that this keeping the price down was going to be the secret to their success.
Yeah.
And when Ray Kroc took over, then he introduced the younger people to it, made sure it was all uniform, really persisted and built that whole model to what we know it is today. And even my son got his start in a McDonald's way back. So
nice.
we've all worked there, I guess, at some point or pretty close to it.
Now, Peter, your business, I assume, is about helping other business out with systemization processes and that kind of thing. When you look at sort of the recent innovations they've had, like the ability to order your own stuff when you first walk in and not annoy the counter staff, what do you see there? I mean, is there a lot of work and research gone into that kind of thing, or do they just try ideas willy-nilly?
Well, interestingly, Australia is a testing ground for some of their innovation. So we tend to see it first here, and that order your own is something that has been pioneered here. But I guess from my point of view, there are sort of six lessons for people. One is persistence. So in other words, you keep persisting, which is what they did. Age doesn't matter in terms of the founders, because Ray Kroc was in his mid-50s.
Wow, okay.
opportunity came knocking, so it's not a young person like the entrepreneurs of today, which all seem to be young. Life's not fair, because Ray Kroc, he tried and failed. And then basically it's about learning and adapting to change. And that's really what they are very good at and have been very good at over time. Not that everything's been a success, but they are willing to try and they realise that they have to adapt. And that's really about how they have been able to grow the business. Then there's the ruthless pragmatism. The McDonald's were quite content with what they had, the McDonald's brothers, but Ray Kroc came along and he added the vision and he saw, in a way, to grow the business.
Do you see many other businesses around the place trying to emulate that kind of model?
Certainly in terms of consumer products, yes, you do. And they do it all in a different way. There is, obviously, Apple is the world's biggest company at $1 trillion. It hit the $1 trillion value mark only 2 weeks ago. It's the world's first. So they do it. They're all about innovation. For instance, Apple hasn't actually invented anything, but they are very good at innovating and imitating. So you do see it in different forms where everyone's trying to create a product of appeal and to also get the cost of producing that down. And they will do it in their different ways, but certainly we all see it. A McDonald's restaurant, we see it. We see the young people working there. And so we see it firsthand in their response.
Yeah, absolutely. Peter, I'm really sorry we're completely out of time. I could keep talking about this all day because I find it absolutely fascinating how people build businesses in this way. And what's most interesting to me is that a lot of the success of McDonald's didn't come down to a group of people, but rather some specific individuals with a bit of vision.
Absolutely. Absolutely, Jason. It was the McDonald's who developed the concept. Ray Kroc then took it and built upon it and innovated. And then he did put some good people around him as well. But he had a very ruthless pragmatism in terms of developing the whole concept and taking it initially to America, but then to the world. And it is an amazing story.
It is indeed. Peter, thank you so much for joining us today.
Okay, your pleasure, Jason.
Good on you. Peter Williams there from Small Business Growing, and wow, Maccas, what a success story. Their stores are absolutely everywhere, and I think we're only going to see more and more of them. And,
keeping track of the path, watching the-